Hello, women of God. This is Erica.
And Arceli.
And we want to welcome you to the Upstream Pursuit podcast, the leadership podcast for Christian women going against the current.
Welcome back, pursuers. Thank you for joining us. Last week, we had this awesome conversation about spiritual gifts, and we promised that this week we would talk about how do I know what my gifts are. Do you know what your gifts are, Erica?
I mean, I've taken a spiritual gifts assessment.
All right, let's talk about that. All right, because I have taken the spiritual gifts assessment as well.
Okay.
So you took the assessment, and what did you learn? Oh, well, actually, first of all, what assessment did you take, and what did you learn?
So I actually took this one. It was referred to me by a pastor's wife, and she had me just take it. And I took it, and if you guys remember this, I was just like, really? Like, I wanted, I guess, quote, unquote, a fun one. And I don't really know what that means, to be honest with you, fun. But I guess I just wasn't expecting the ones that I had gotten. And so this particular assessment that I took, it gave you points for, like, which ones, I guess, are more stronger that maybe you display. And so, and then it gives you, like, the top three. And so my top three, when I took that assessment, the first one was faith. The second one was pastoring. And the third one was administration.
Were you surprised by the findings?
I didn't at the time really know faith was a gift.
So that's going to be found in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit.
Yep. Yep. So faith was one, and it said, you know, the Holy Spirit distributes gifts of faith to some in the church to encourage and build up the church in her confidence in God. And so it says the Holy Spirit distributes the spiritual gift of faith to some in the church to encourage and build up the church. And it says, trusts God in all things and expects God to move. And then after I read that, I was like, okay, I mean, yeah, but I thought like everybody does.
Uh-huh. Well, faith is not anywhere in my top three, so I don't think that it is something that everybody has. Well, I think that there are people who have more faith than others.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, again, after I had this and I had some conversations with people, I realized that. I didn't realize that before I took this. So when I took it, I was just like, faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then reading into it and then talking to others.
Mercy. What the heck?
So my second one was pastoring. And that one was the spiritual gift where the Spirit enables certain Christians to preach and teach the Word of God and to take responsibility for the spiritual welfare of the body of believers. And so protector of the flock and guides believers to follow Jesus. I feel like that really comes out with my teaching of the kids, because I've done that for quite some time for the children's ministry and the different churches that I've been a part of. And so I feel like that's where it comes out in my ability to share the word with kids. And then that last one was administration. And that one was, it enables certain Christians to organize, direct, and implement plans to lead others in the various ministries of the church. So they're task-oriented and concerned with details. And I'm like, yeah, that's so me. So those were my three. Okay, that was my assessment. What assessment did you take, and what were yours?
Yeah, so I actually was a little extra. So I've taken the Lifeway assessment. I really like that assessment because it's very comprehensive.
How long did it take you to do that one?
It takes about 15 minutes. There's about 70 questions. But I also took the one that you took just to see if there was if it was consistent.
Yeah.
And I felt like this one was really comprehensive as well, the one that you did.
Okay.
So my top three have always been exhortation, leadership, and administration. And so that was consistent. But the one that came up that has never come up and totally threw me for a loop is apostleship. There's actually a few reasons why I was like excited but then also like mortified by it. And it's because I don't think I've publicly ever said this, but you know, obviously, like, I want to get married and I pray about my husband. And in the last 6 months, like, I just been asking God for a man who I can help build something with. whether it's a business or something. And so whenever I was reading about apostleship, I was like, am I going to end up marrying a church planner or a pastor or something? So let me just kind of read what it says. And so,
yes, because I'm dying to know. I literally was coming over here to like Google and figure out like, what is it?
Well, there's a spiritual gift of apostleship, which is not the same as the office of apostle. So the office of apostle was really just held more by the people who were chosen by Jesus, and it includes the 12 disciples. And so that's not what that is. Like, these are people who were faithful eyewitnesses of Jesus's ministry and his resurrection, and they were given authority by Jesus to do many different things. So this is not what that is. So you're going to see apostleship actually listed on the Ephesians 4, which we talked last week about how it's not necessarily a spiritual gift, but it's a spiritual gift to the church. And so the mission for those who have this gift in current day, they would be described as people who plant new ministries or churches. They go into places where maybe the gospel is not being preached. They like reaching beyond cultural boundaries. They establish churches in maybe challenging environments. They love to develop leaders. They raise up leaders. They call out and lead pastors and shepherds. And they have all kinds of different spiritual gifts to help them lead that, primarily the gift of leadership and administration. And so the apostleship gift is also described as like, they're influencers. They tend to be entrepreneurial. They take risks. You're going to see missionaries, church planners, and things like that are kind of these people. So I just thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, I could totally see you doing that. Like, just your personality lends itself to that.
Yeah, I can see myself doing that. Anyway, I just thought that was really interesting. And then I did want to highlight, because this is the first time that I've read this, and this was something different in the description from the Lifeway one that I actually thought was really interesting. So it differentiates, right, like leadership from administration. And here it says that the Greek word for the spiritual gift of leadership is proistemi. This word means to lead, to assist, to protect, and to care for others. The spiritual gift is found in Romans 12:8, and it is sandwiched between the gifts of giving and mercy. It is placed there to show that it is a gift associated with caring for others. This is what connects it to the gift of pastor and shepherd, and what differentiates it from the gift of administration, because it's a lot more people oriented than it is task oriented. And if you know, like, that's like a big pet peeve of mine, like when people put projects over people. I really just love people over projects. Yeah. And so it was very interesting to me that just because you're a leader doesn't mean you're an administrator, but that it just so happens that I actually have both.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, that's okay. What I found. I would encourage anyone who's trying to figure out, okay, well, what are my spiritual gifts? I think that taking an assessment like Erica and I have done is a really great way of doing that. One thing that I would say ojo to, or like be aware, is that some of these assessments, they can have some denominational preferences or influences. And so they may not necessarily always be as accurate. I mean, I think for me, anytime that I have taken an assessment, it seems to really align with what the Lord has already shown me. And so I would say take an assessment as a tool, but that's not necessarily where we want to start with knowing what your gifts are. So yeah. Erica, what would you say would be one way that you think we can identify what our gifts are?
I mean, I think first and foremost would be pray and asking the Holy Spirit for guidance in this. I mean, we talked about how it is given from the Holy Spirit. So that's directly to the source, in asking to reveal what those gifts are and to maybe have others confirm them for you. I feel like a lot of times in my life, that's what has happened. I shared last week that my mom or my dad never really specifically said, like, Erica, these are your gifts. But it was through encouragement and highlighting the things that I was doing really well that showed that there was some naturalness to the things that I was doing that came from the Spirit and the Spirit alone.
Yeah, I love that you also mentioned like seeking trusted feedback. I think that talking to wiser believers or even elders is really important. I was thinking of 1 Timothy 4:14, And it says, do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. And I think that obviously that was something that was happening with Timothy, right? But it just reminds us that there is some biblical precedent for us to have elders affirm those types of things in us, you know. But I also bring this up because there could be times where, like, you're wanting to step into something and everyone around you sees that it's just, like, not the right fit for you, but you're, like, really adamant that it's, like, what you want to do because you feel in your heart that's what you want to do. But one way to know if that's where the Lord is leading is that you're going to see other believers also affirm it. At least I have seen that throughout my time in ministry.
Yeah, and maybe not necessarily that you feel it in your heart, but maybe because you're seeing other people do it so well, you want to do it that well too. I mean, I think we have to also be aware that social media, even with social content that's Christian related, we can see people using and exercising their gifts really, really well. And sometimes we can often want to replicate others, but that's not necessarily what God's called you to do. And so kind of asking yourself that question and making sure that it's coming from the Spirit and not from your own desires.
Yeah, that's really good. I would say also studying the spiritual gifts and spending time and meditating on what the scripture actually teach about gifts. I mean, I was sharing last week how I always thought like music was a spiritual gift. And I would even say like, guys, the Lord has gifted you with this gift of, you know, the spiritual gift of music, you know, and it's just like, well, no, that's not a biblical spiritual gift. And so now I recognize that one of the things that make me effective as a worship leader is that I do have leadership, that I do have the gift of administration. And so the way that it helps me shepherd the team, it comes from that place. And so taking time to studying the spiritual gifts and asking the Holy Spirit, like Erica has said, okay, Lord, what are you showing me? Because remember, these are not suggestions. The Lord has told us that we have received. So we've received one. It's just a matter of unlocking which one was the one that the Lord actually gave us so that we can walk.
And maybe not one, several, but which ones does he want us to exercise in the opportunities that we have?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And I wanted to also bring up with that one that I actually mentored someone in the past who we talked about spiritual gifts. And one of the things that I had given her as an exercise when she was able to identify what some of her gifts were was to find somebody within her local body that also is more seasoned within that gift and asking them what they do to refine that gift, to be able to use it and exercise it more. And with that, I would say the next one would be to also just continue to seek those opportunities around you to be able to use those gifts, asking what opportunities is God opening up for you or showing you on how to use those gifts, and then what openings are there for you to serve in your local body to actually exercise those gifts.
Yeah, I always say like your local body is always just such a great place to start, right? Because there's tons of need. And then I always say your church community is a training ground, right? Who better to serve than the people that are within your reach, right? And so obviously there are folks who are called to the nations. And so then that becomes the place where they use those gifts. But in your prayer and in your discernment, say, okay, like, Lord, where do you have me currently? And how does this gift, whatever gift you've given me, like, how do I use that to serve the place where I'm at? And then what does that look like? What is the gift? And so, you know, the word promises that if we are lacking wisdom and we can come boldly before the Lord and we can ask, and it says that the Lord will give us the wisdom. And so hope you feel encouraged and that this gives you some nuggets for you to start thinking about, all right, well, what am I doing? Who is the Lord calling me to be? And what is he gifting me with to be able to serve others and steward his grace?
Yeah. And as we close today, you know, I know that we didn't specifically share what some of those are, but I think I would say to challenge you all to start thinking about, you know, where has God maybe shown you these gifts and maybe you haven't been as attuned to it. You know, there are the gift of apostleship, prophecy, teaching, evangelism, exhortation, discerning spirits, speaking in tongues and interpreting tongues, leadership, mercy, giving, faith, healing, and miracles. And like I shared earlier, this is not an exhaustive list or a catalog. There may be others that are there, but ask and seek God to help reveal to you what those might be for you. So today we want to end with prayer and pray that God leads. So, Father, we thank you so much for allowing us to have this conversation. And I pray for the hearts of those who are listening to this podcast today who may have not been focusing specifically on some of the gifts that you've been sharing with them. And so, Father, I pray that you use this time right now, that you help and reveal and show and confirm to those who may be seeking what their purpose is and specifically what gifts that you've given them. And so, Father, we just pray with them today that you be with them, that you give them a excitement in the work that you are doing in their life, and that you continue to walk with them in this journey, Lord God, that they continue to build a relationship with you and to understand what those gifts are and how you want to use them in their lives. We love you and we thank you for this gift. They are truly a gift that you've given us. And so we thank you for that gift, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. As always, we hope you have a wonderful week and let's stand for truth pursuers.